Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. As mentioned in yesterday's core episode, The Nature of Diamonds, Part 1, I'd like to discuss the fantastic salamander in today's Monster Fact. Now, Dungeons & Dragons players have long noticed the startling difference between salamanders of the natural world and salamanders as they appear in the D&D Monster Manual, where they are described as flaming snakes and snake-like beings that, quote, slither across the sea of ash on the elemental plane of fire. Meanwhile, real-life salamanders are quite remarkable, but are decidedly not on fire. Ancient and medieval bestiaries are full of strange and often fiery tales of the salamander. I turn to the writings of folk historian Carol Rose in her book Monsters, Giants, and Dragons, as well as Jorge Luis Borges' The Book of Imaginary Beings to piece together the different attributed features of the mythic salamander. The creature pops up in various works from the ancient Greco-Roman world, most notably the writings of Roman historian Pliny the Elder in 77 CE. He describes the salamander as a monstrous lizard that poisons anything it touches, known to live on the slopes of volcanoes as well as within the heart of a fire. As Borges points out, Pliny highlights the creature's natural coldness as a reason for this. It's so cold it simply resists the fire and even extinguishes it. But Pliny also writes of another creature, the pyrasta, that lives within the copper-smelting furnaces of Cyprus. And the creature, he says, dies if they leave the flames. Borges points out that later traditions would take these attributes and apply them to the salamander. It's also worth noting, though, that as a creature of fire, the mythic salamander was, by some standards, a necessary part of classical elemental theory. If earth, water, air, and fire are the prime building blocks of nature, then there have to be animals of each element, and that includes creatures of fire. As we discussed in yesterday's episode, 16th century Italian sculptor Benvenuto Cellini claimed in his autobiography to have seen a salamander in the fire as a child. As Matt Simon discussed in a 2014 article for Wired magazine, fantastically wrong, the legend of the homicidal fireproof salamander, this common bit of lore likely came about as ancient people occasionally threw damp logs on their fires. Damp logs that may have had tiny, unfortunate salamanders clinging to their underside. But as Borges stressed, the notion of a creature that lives in fire was a theologically useful bit of lore as well. St. Augustine, in his 5th century CE work, The City of God, used the salamander as proof that fiery living torment in the afterlife was not that far-fetched a notion. Borges notes that the mythical phoenix, another mythical creature of fire, was often cited by theologians to support the idea of a bodily resurrection. During the Middle Ages, salamanders continued to tear it up in the bestiaries. Writers of the day described their abilities to poison the fruit of trees they entwined, to stop up the mouths of lions, and of course, extinguish fires. The creature also became associated with fibrous minerals classified today as asbestos, which are highly fire-resistant. Of course, natural salamanders do not live in or tolerate fire any more than the rest of the animal kingdom. In fact, they are decidedly moist creatures. The truth of experience and experimentation easily extinguish the fantastic idea of a literal salamander of the flames. But the creature lived on in heraldry, alchemical symbolism, and of course, fantasy. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.